What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a couple of callers waiting, but I do want to finish up this story here. Over at King's College London, pro-Palestinian students were denied access to the university during a visit by the Queen. And this is, of course, coming one day into Israeli apartheid week. The Queen had stepped out to thronging crowds to open a refurbished building at the university's Strand campus in central London. These pro-Palestine students missed classes. Some of them missed exams, which is really very, very critical for them. And it's not like they did anything or presented a threat to the Queen, but apparently being pro-Palestine is now considered a security threat by the British government. Okay, let's go to the phones here. James in Sacramento. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Michael. You know, two things, and this is just always gets me. George Soros, and you know, I've seen these things on TV, you know, the History Channel, the American Hero Channel, and then they show how the Israelis hunted down all of these Nazi collaborators and, you know, put them all into a judicial system and, you know, brought them to justice, you know. And
yes.
No one mentions George Soros.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, he's actually admitted on TV. He helped the Nazis hunt down Jews.
Yeah.
And he made,
that's where he got
he
all
made
of money,
money off of it.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm kind of wondering where he got his, like, inside coverage, you know, where he had somebody doing a CYA on him. You know, it just blows my mind how he got away with what he did, and he's still out there doing what he does.
Yes, it does raise questions. I mean, Israel traditionally has shown immense hostility to anybody who collaborated with the Nazis, but apparently not Soros. I guess when you have enough money and you're sharing it with Israel, you get off scot-free.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out exactly how he pulled that off, but obviously we're never going to learn that. Hey, the other thing I had was I was watching 3 Days of the Condor the other day. It was on TV, and I love that show. You know, I mean,
yes.
That's actually a great movie, you know. And at the end of it, he figures out why he was reading the books. And it talked about the Middle East, and it talked about Venezuela, you know. And that was back in 1975.
Yes.
And it was about oil.
It was always about the oil.
Yeah. And it's intense, especially at the end. You know, when, Cliff Robertson?
Yes.
He tells him, so what if they don't print it? You know?
Which we know today would be the likely outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, it just blew my mind, you know, and you got to respect, Max von Sydow, when he comes into the room with the, and he shoots the guy in the head and makes it look like a suicide. I mean, it was just so hilarious how they portrayed all of that. You know, just this dirty politics and whatever you want to do, you can get away with it if you've got the right people doing the work for you. I just had to laugh. I was, I haven't seen that movie in a few years. And one of the things that blew me away was when he talked about Venezuela, you know?
Yes. Well, I mean, even back then it was known Venezuela had a lot of oil. They were a major oil exporter even back then.
It just blows my mind, you know, how you know, we forget a lot of stuff, you know? And yet...
Okay.
It winds up, what is it they say? If you don't learn anything, you're going to be bound to repeat it?
those who refuse to learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that was it for me, man. And George Soros was somebody. I just can't believe that the Israelis, with all of their hunting down of all these people, have never said a word about George Soros.
It does beggar the imagination. I mean, you know, Israel is so desperate to keep this whole Nazi thing going. They're going after the people who fed the guard dogs. They're going after accountants who worked in the camps, you know, people who didn't actually participate in anything that would be considered illegal. But by God, you were there. You're guilty. And again, Soros has admitted on TV he collaborated with the Nazis to hunt down fellow Jews, for which he was handsomely paid.
It was something like about 10,000 or something Jews out of Hungary that he sent. You know, and he collected all of their wealth. He said, "Oh, we'll give it back to you when you get out of prison."
Yep, that was bad.
That was the part makes me laugh so hard. Is that? I mean, seriously, he just totally smoked them, man. And you know, you look at our politics today, and that's kind of like where
there's something else there. I mean, I'm sure he's in bed with the CIA. They may have brought him over here during Operation Paperclip. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a quick comment on George Soros. I mean, the guy's a hugely wealthy financier tied in with the Rothschild family, so I'm sure he's got his Zionist connections, and of course the Israelis aren't going to go after him. I mean, he's big money, and Israel, that's one of the major functions of Israel, is that it's a financial hub. It's the army of the Rothschild and the bankers, Zionist bankers. That's their muscle. Israel.
Yes.
So they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them, and Soros is one of the hands that feeds them. I mean, he's the one, they were talking about Thailand earlier, he's the one that broke the Thai baht back in the 90s, and they hate him over there.
Yes. Yeah, they do. In fact, I think probably there's very few places outside of elite power circles where Soros is liked. I think he's hated pretty much all over the world. Certainly in all these countries where they've got these open borders problems. And apparently we had a technical glitch and we lost Joe. So let's move to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Newspaper from Greece. And there was an article that stated, today in Jerusalem, the Prime Minister of Greece, the head of Cyprus, the United States Secretary of State, and Netanyahu are meeting to talk about security and energy in the Mediterranean. Now, when you were talking about Turkey, because right now there's a lot of tension between Greece and Turkey, and plus on Monday, Trump called the head of Greece. And I'm wondering, are these guys planning on doing something?
Well, again, it's all about the oil here, and I think that the United States is going to basically recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan, which has got a lot of oil and gas underneath it. But I think the wider issue and the reason that Cyprus is involved there is that Israel is trying to change the rules on how you determine a nation's territorial waters. And what they want to do is sort of spread out and grab a larger part of the eastern end of the Mediterranean, where there is known to be a lot of oil and gas. And I think that's probably the agenda.
Okay. Well, also, doesn't the United States have a military base or Air Force base in Cyprus?
I believe that they do. They've got bases everywhere.
Well, that's true. Okay, Michael, I'll let you go. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Michael, let me ask you a question. Maybe you can answer this. The million illegals that are supposed to be deported out of the country, what's going to happen with them? How did they get able to stay here? I mean, this is unbelievable. It's and now they're reporting that a million of them or more, maybe 2 million, already have the deportation orders to get out of here, and they're still here? Yes. What the hell's going on?
Well, the liberal Democrats are basically blocking everything that can be done. Liberal judges are throwing up legal barriers, and it's all about stealing the 2020 election. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton came out the other day saying, pardon me, they estimated some 900,000, almost 1 million illegal immigrants voted in the recent midterm elections. And with that many guaranteed Democratic voters, if you locate them carefully, you put them into the just slightly red districts, just enough of them to turn slightly blue, then you can start taking over seats in the House of Representatives. And I think that's what happened in California, which is a traditionally Republican state, or has been. And then all of a sudden they had, you know, I forget how many, but quite a few of their districts flipped from Republican to Democrat, and they loaded up the House of Representatives, and they're going to try again in 2020.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Michael, because what's going on with this is mind-boggling to me, because there in South Florida, I know that's happening. It's happening in California. When I heard Hannity a couple months ago say there's almost six million illegals in that state alone, which was the state of Ronald Reagan and Nixon, I mean, this is mind-boggling what has happened here. It's beyond comprehension, to tell you the truth, because now you have the election coming up. You have the media. Look what they did to Judge Jeanine Pirro talking about the Muslim woman. They fired
her.
I guess they fired her. I don't know what they did to her.
No, it's a two-week suspension. It's a two-week suspension.
Okay, well, Michael, she's probably the only one that's on the major idiot box. I call it the idiot box. That actually can tell you was speaking truth to matter. And, you know, it's just mind-boggling.
Well, let's not forget Tucker Carlson.
But Judge Jeanine hits it right out of the park. And, you know, look at Michigan. I'm telling you, they're going to go with Sharia law there in the next 20 years. You'll see. It's unbelievable. This is unreal what's happened in the United States. It really is. And, you know, Michael, the main thing, I'll let you go. I know you got another caller. OAN and One American News, every hour on the hour, shows you the figures of illegal immigration, how much it costs the American taxpayers. Yes, sir. It's up to $56 billion is what I saw today. And on the screen, it says 46,000 since January have snuck into the United States. I don't think that's right. I think it's way much higher than that.
I would tend to think it's much higher than that, because the border is not only not secured, it's not even really monitored. They're trying to basically guess on the number of people coming through based on those that, are caught by Border Patrol. But it's anybody's guess. You would think with all the surveillance satellites that we have, that they could keep an eye on the border and get an accurate count. But again, there are just unfortunately too many parties in this country who want the illegals to come on in, whether it's the Democrats who want the guaranteed votes or business owners who think it's going to be a source of cheap labor. But those illegal immigrants aren't going to be able to work for any less than Americans who are already on the minimum wage. The only way you could pay the illegals less is if they're not paying taxes. Again, we're the victims of a slow motion invasion. You know, in the good old days when
Absolutely.
You were being invaded, you would see they would mass at the border and then try and come across, and your military could stand there and basically push them back. But we are the victims of a slow motion invasion. So is Europe.
Well, Michael, it's all for the vote. This whole thing is about the demographic, the change of country of
yes.
the vote. And, you know, they had a thing on Ukraine the other day. I don't know if you had a chance to see where all these people are breaking out with the measles, the mumps. Did you see that?
Yes.
And, like,
and of course, the corporate media is out there saying that's what they get for not getting the vaccines. But, yeah, this open border thing is a public health crisis as well. We're seeing diseases brought back into this country that had previously been eradicated.
60 years.
And again, you know, the corporate media is out there saying, get your vaccines. You know, if you want to be safe, get your vaccines. It really is just a crazy, crazy situation.
Well, Michael, you know what? And one more thing. I know the sanctuary cities, whoever supports that, I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, they should be arrested.
I agree.
Aiding, colluding, and sedition. That's aiding and colluding an illegal invasion. And I don't know why Trump, who's the commander-in-chief of the military armed forces of the United States, doesn't have these people arrested. He should call him out right now. You don't have to go through Congress and all that. He's the president. He's supposed to call. He can declare martial law, actually. He can say, hey, look, you are going to be arrested because you are aiding and colluding an illegal invasion and sedition of the nation, and you're trying to destroy this nation. That's what Donald Trump, being the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, should say. There's no such thing as sanctuary city. That's like saying, okay, you got a sanctuary city for robbing a bank or for stealing food out of a store. You should be caught and put in jail until you could come to your trial. And I don't know what the Supreme Court is going to rule, but it's against the law what they're doing. It's called aiding and colluding, and they're actually breaking all the laws of this country and our Constitution. And Trump, being the president, should call them out right now.
Well, there's Title 8.
Schumer starting with Schumer.
There's Title 8. You know, Title 8 covers all of this, and it has some very stiff punishment for those who employ, aid, transport, or house immigrants. What's really amazing, and it's actually astounding, is apparently Democrats aren't even aware of this. Our Senator Mazie Hirono here in Hawaii, apparently during one of these committee meetings, she was told they're committing crimes. And she was out there, no, they're not committing a crime. Yeah, they are. It apparently came as a shock to her that there actually is a law that says it is a crime to simply step over the border without the permission of the Immigration Service.
That's correct. That is correct. I read that up, and it's very true. And I understand, though, why Trump, who's the president of the country, who's the top executive, he doesn't stop this. And why isn't the mass media? I mean, I think he should have a lot of these people in the media rounded up because they're colluding this, that uses sedation on the American public. They're sedating us with this lie.
Yeah. They absolutely are.
No doubt about it. It's all a big, filthy lie what they're doing. And I tell you, Michael, this 2020 election, like you said, it's going to be one. It's going to be a humdinger. It's going to be a real humdinger, I'm telling you. And
The Democrats are going to take power. They're going to get the White House. They're going to get both houses of Congress, and they will never, ever let go. The GOP is finished because they're not willing to do what's necessary. The GOP is not willing to do what. Hey, may I finish?
Yes, sir. Yeah, sorry.
The GOP is not willing to do what's necessary to correct this situation. And that's why they're going to lose in 2020, and they're going to lose big time. That's my prediction. Anyway, Tom, anything else?
College campuses, Michael, you're right. All about the colleges. You get millennials.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Curtis in Nevada. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I listened. I'd like to... couple of subjects that I don't hear being covered. First of all, when Trump speaks about, he makes a comment that seems to be off the wall. By now, we know that something's going to happen later that's going to bring back that subject he brought up. And when he's talking about McCain now, that means that we're going to start hearing about how putrid this guy was as far as the crimes that he committed, besides the Forrestal, accident that he caused, besides the POW sellout that he did, that he was a sponsor with ISIS. I mean, the guy was a criminal. He was taking money from the cartels. And, this guy is going to come out. And Trump, he throws us these little tidbits. And then they come out later. This is why he's speaking about it before. And I think that's what people, they keep, about Trump. What's wrong with, why is he saying this?
Well, I don't think Trump is quite that deep. I think Trump was simply reacting to the confirmation that John McCain was part of the conduit through which that discredited Christopher Steele dossier reached the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the corporate media. And with that confirmation, I think Trump just got a little angry, which I certainly understand that, except that generally you don't like presidents who get angry, because when presidents get angry, bad things will happen. But he took it out basically on Twitter. McCain's family has fired back, and the tiff continues that way. Anyway, Curtis, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
Oh, God. No, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're not going to be able to take phone calls for a little while. We're having some technical issues. And like I said before, the equipment is old. It's worn out. And, you know, we're just holding it all together with scotch tape and baling wire. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about how they're just trying to maintain their control over what's going on. So over at Pitzer College, and this is out in Claremont, California, they pride themselves on running a democratic governance. The students have a voice in school policies. So Pitzer College's governing council took an historic vote to suspend a program of study at the University of Haifa because of Israel's discriminatory policies. And it passed by 67-28. And just 3 hours later, that resolution was vetoed by the college president, Melvin Oliver. And it's the first time in the history of Pitzer that a college president exercised his veto over a resolution. Now, obviously, the students are very angry about the veto. They're justifiably concerned that President Melvin Oliver is another Israeli puppet. And apparently they're circulating a petition condemning Oliver. and it's already gotten several hundred signatures. Okay. Now, there was a wonderful article, came from MiddleEastEye.net, and it puts things in perspective regarding Israel and Palestine. And the article is titled, Nightmare Neighbors, What If a Religious Settler Project Took Over Britain? And it says, imagine a situation in which an extremist British government introduces a law that determines that only British Christians have a right to self-determination in the country, and that settlements built only for Christians should be encouraged. So non-Christian Brits are explicitly turned into second-class citizens. Communities with majority Christian populations set up admissions committees to which those wishing to move need to apply for admission, which can be refused. One morning you wake up, you look out your window, only to find that a group of strangers have forced their way into your back garden, cordoned part of it off, and started digging. You challenge them, and they tell you this is Christian Britain, and as Christian Britons, they can build anywhere because this land is ours. And you politely ask them to leave, but they refuse. Instead, they lay foundations. A truck brings in a mobile home into which they move. You try to rip out the fence they've set up, but a couple of burly armed security guards appear, threaten you, and move the fence further toward your home so they can set up their caravan and toilet. Now, obviously, what this article is talking about is Israel's recently passed basic law, not to mention Netanyahu's comment that Israel is a nation only for the Jewish people. And, of course, the way that Israel is constantly nibbling off bits of Palestine. And it does put it in perspective. How would you feel if it happened to you? Put yourself in the place of the Palestinians. And how would you feel about what was being done to you? And I think you would understand why the Palestinians feel the way that they do. Okay. A prominent Iraqi security expert revealed intensifying U.S. pressures on Baghdad to avoid approving a bill that basically calls for the expulsion of foreign forces. And the security expert, Abbas al-Ardawi, says that the reason for this is that the American embassy in Baghdad, gigantic, is acting as the U.S.-Israeli operations room against the entire Middle East. And a lot of people were saying, when this thing was being built, and people were saying, wow, this thing is really huge for an embassy. And a lot of people said, this is going to be some kind of a command post. So this Abbas al-Ardawi was quoted by the Arabic language Al-Ma'alomet News website. The U.S. administration is exerting pressures on Baghdad and killing. Always in Iraq. Yeah. It would happen. There. And nobody's really sure what the United States accomplished in Iraq, because there never were any weapons. And Saddam wasn't aiding al-Qaeda. And Saddam didn't, in fact, have anything to do with 9/11. Getting on back to Israel, the UN war crimes investigators are calling on Israel to stop its snipers using lethal force against the protesters in the Gaza Strip. And that very time coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the Great March of Return. And there, Israel has basically shot more than 6,000 people. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
bodies. Up in Canada, Justin Trudeau appears to be in trouble. He's got that SNC-Lavalin Wilson-Raybould's testimony, and his approval ratings are plummeting. And a recent poll is showing that Justin Trudeau will lose to the Conservative Party next election by a wide, wide margin, if you can trust the poll. But I think, based on some Canadians we've had calling into the show, that they're tired of liberalism as well. They're as tired of this liberalism as most Americans are here as well. That liberals have this illusion or delusion that they are smarter than the rest of us, and that therefore just let them do whatever it is they want to do, and that anybody who says, I doubt this, obviously some kind of troglodyte who should be silenced. Ooh, conservative troglodyte here. We're talking about things like, you know, letting men use the women's restroom, that kind of stuff. I think we all kind of got tired of that. We're getting tired of this indoctrination of children in schools to convince them that they should want to be transgender or want to be LGBTQ. And we need to get back to the basics, which is where government takes care of the nation and its people, and the people decide for themselves how they want to live their lives. And they're able to live their lives any way they want, as long as they don't intrude into the lives of others. The very basic approach. So anyway, Trudeau looks like he's in trouble here. Over in North Korea, there's a report by the Japanese daily Asahi, and it's revealing that a key reason talks with the U.S. broke down last month in Hanoi was that the U.S. was accusing North Korea of having secret nuclear facilities and demanding that Kim Jong-un admit to their existence and reveal where they were. And Kim Jong-un came back and said, no, there are no secret facilities. All of our facilities are right there where your satellites are showing them. And Kim Jong-un, you know, basically said, if the sanctions go away, all the facilities will be closed. And it's kind of a no-win situation. And that's why the talks broke down. And Kim Jong-un is apparently very disgusted at this U.S. approach. You know, we know you've got weapons of mass destruction. We went through that with Iraq. When there were talks before the actual war began, where Saddam was trying to keep the war from happening. And the U.S. went in and said, we know you've got nuclear weapons. And Saddam said, no, we don't. And, you know, we don't. And the U.S. said, well, if you're not going to admit to it and tell us where they are, the war is on. It's like going up to somebody and asking them, have you stopped beating your wife? Article out of Global Research up in Canada. As you know, part of the propaganda war against China is, oh, human rights, human rights. Oh, they're abusing the human rights of whoever it is out there in the western part of China. And China decided that they were going to issue their report on human rights in the United States. And their report made the following introductory remarks. As in previous years, the latest U.S. reports on human rights in world community nations continued pointing fingers at and slandering human rights situations in over 190 countries while blindly ignoring its own serious human rights problems. If one takes a glimpse into the human rights situation of the United States in 2018, it will not be difficult to find that the United States government, a self-styled human rights defender, has a human rights record which is deeply flawed. The double standards of human rights it pursues are obvious. Yes, they are. They really are. Now, over at Bloomberg, there was this article written which basically says that progressives should love the Pentagon budget. And this was written by Hal Brands. And Bloomberg identifies Brands as the Henry Kissinger Distinguished Professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. There's a mouthful. And Senior Fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. Now, Kissinger is ominous enough, but the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, is it some innocuous, wonky academic institution? Well, actually, no, because if you go over to the website for the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, you find out the organizations that contribute to them, which include Aerojet Rocketdyne, Army Strategic Studies Group, the Army War College, Austell USA, the Australian Department of Defense, BAE Systems Incorporated, the Carnegie Corporation of New York, Chemring Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, the Department of the Navy, the Embassy of Japan, Free University Brussels, General Atomics, General Dynamics, National Steel and Shipbuilding Company. In other words, this guy works for a lobbying group that lobbies for more military spending and is supported by the military contractors and defense departments. So progressives, no, you shouldn't increasing Pentagon budget. Russia has unveiled its name Prince Vladimir. It's a Bore-style nuclear ballistic missile submarine. It's capable of launching 20 intercontinental nuclear missiles, each containing six reentry vehicles in the 550 kiloton nuke yield, and it can reach targets 6,000 miles away. It is considered the deadliest submarine on Earth, and is going to basically, the Bore class is going to be the new mainstay of the Russian Navy and the Russian nuclear triad. So that is some nasty stuff. Anyway, the Prince Vlad is on sea trials in the Arctic right now and headed for deployment. Okay, not too long ago, as you probably remember, Ilhan Omar basically got up in Congress talking about the influence of AIPAC on American politicians, for which she was soundly thrashed by members of Congress, most especially Nancy Pelosi. You know, how dare you? And Pelosi apparently exerted pressure on Omar to get her to apologize. How dare you say that AIPAC influences out of love, out of a sincere desire to help Israel? Well, Nancy Pelosi, kind of undermining her own arguments and validating everything that Ilhan Omar said, is now confirmed as a speaker at the upcoming AIPAC conference. Carlson is out there. He's commenting on what is supposed to be the upcoming release of the final report of the Mueller investigation. And he's basically saying the dossier claims were fake then, they're fake now. And I think everybody is scrambling to try and figure out what they're going to do when this report comes out, because internal leaks are suggesting there isn't much in it outside of hearsay, rumor, and innuendo. There is no actual proof of a Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. They came up absolutely empty. And it's going to be a huge embarrassment for Mueller and his team. It's going to be a huge embarrassment for the Department of Justice. It's going to be a huge embarrassment for the FBI. And it's going to be a huge embarrassment for the Democrats. It's also going to be a huge embarrassment for the corporate media, which has been acting like it's a given that there was collusion all this time, going on, well, oh, 2 years now. The only thing Mueller really has gotten is that he's apparently nailed the former Obama White House counsel and Clinton-linked attorney Greg Craig. And he's going to be charged by the Justice Department for engaging in illegal, unregistered overseas lobbying. So this is the first Democrat, get a Democrat to make it look like this wasn't partisan all along. So Greg gets to be the sacrificial lamb. All right. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, Democrat from New York, is apparently launching his own Trump probe, and apparently sent requests to more than 80 members of the Trump family and their associates to just get documents, tens of thousands of documents. Probe of Donald Trump. It's a fishing expedition. Now, normally when you're being investigated, you're told, we are investigating you for this. This is another fishing expedition. This is plan C after the Mueller investigation came up with nothing. And again, they're just going to go everywhere and look at everything and try and find something that would justify impeachment. Michael Cohen is, he's been beaten up by this whole process here. And apparently the recent release of hundreds of heavily redacted court records regarding the investigation into Michael Cohen offers a concerning glimpse into the police state atmosphere the investigation had access to all kinds of documents and emails for which there was no corresponding warrant. We know the federal prosecutor or the FBI or both had access to Trump's closest advisors' personal emails. Therefore, they were scrutinized. The most intimate communications between Cohen and the Oval Office. This is very, very dangerous. Now, this article is saying that this appears to be a reality within Washington, D.C. Everybody's spying on everybody. I would say it's way beyond the city border. It's the reality for the entire country. Alexandria occasionally has a cortex, is embroiled in all kinds of scandals. When she first won her seat, she was in the news, you know, pretty much all the time. She's still making news, but for all the wrong reasons. She's been caught up in a scandal involving her boyfriend, then payments, then a swampy super PAC. Fox News Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been delisted from the board of the left-wing activist group Justice Democrats following legal and ethical questions about her affiliation with the group. So AOC's in trouble, and her numbers are already headed down. She was supposed to be the new darling girl of the Democratic Party, young, pretty, you know, energetic, personable, you know, tremendous presence on camera, which sounds like a Hollywood casting call. And it may have been just that. Trouble now. And apparently she just thought she could do all these things with her boyfriend and the super PAC. Got to know the rules before you go on in. Okay. Senator Cory Booker claimed false. Referring to the peaceful protesters who'd gathered to demonstrate against the removal of a Confederate statue, as well as to the peaceful protesters who opposed the neo-Nazis. He specifically excluded the neo-Nazis from the very fine people. But you know how politicians and the corporate media work. They'll take something, twist it around, present it as a fact, and hope that you have not got the raw data to say, hey, that's another pile of bovine excrement. All right. Thomas Friedman is out there. He supports Israel. And he made an odd comment. He said, I am not dual loyal. I always put America first. But I want to see Israel thrive just like many Irish Americans, Italian Americans, and Indian Americans and others feel about their ancestral homelands. Okay, Tom. Israel isn't your ancestral homeland. You were born in Minnesota. Your parents also were lived in the United States. Wherever your grandparents, the only ancestral homeland in that part of the world is Palestine, which they're trying to erase from the maps here. There may be a new entry in the Clinton dead bodies list. This is being reported in the Daily Mail. And it's about Alan Krueger. He's a former Obama and Clinton advisor who reportedly committed suicide this last weekend. And it came as a shock to everybody who knew him. Now, Krueger, who's 58 years old, had a new book coming out in June. And was still a member of the faculty at Princeton University in New Jersey. Oh, yes, it was suicide. Absolutely. No further details surrounding his death have emerged. But it does feel like it was another piece of wet work. Okay. The other day, we were talking about how CNN won this First Amendment award, despite their habit of crushing down independent media here. Now they've won another one from the USC Annenberg School for Communication. It's the Walter Cronkite Award, and it was awarded for the Parkland Town Hall, in which the NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch was booed and called a murderer. Got to be careful about those people with gold things on the wall. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Donna Brazile, her temperature chair of the committee. I had landed a gig. They're going to go even more hard left. So apparently, anyway, so let's talk about the economic news here. FedEx is warning of a global slowdown, and they're predicting that basically on their traffic numbers. Fewer people are shipping things through FedEx. They're not the only ones who are reporting it. Other shipping companies like UPS, they're all saying the same thing. The volume of shipping is going down, and that's a bad, bad, bad sign. And I know the experts are saying 2020. I think it'll be here before the end. I'm seeing the signs all around. Apparently, in February, single-family housing authorizations, meaning mortgages, dropped 5.8% over the same time the previous year. All right. Another mysterious death here. This is a J.P. Morgan managing director, and he died suddenly, unexpectedly, has links to other J.P. Morgan deaths. And the article says, when you're the largest bank in the United States and you've been compared to the Gambino crime family in a book by two trial lawyers, when you've pled guilty to three criminal felony counts brought by the United States Justice Department in the past 5 years, when you've paid over $30 billion in fines over charges of crimes against the public and investors against 2008, and when you've had an unprecedented string of employees leaping from their desks to buildings, dropping dead at home or on the street, and two alleged murder-suicides by employees all in just the last 5 years, one might think law enforcement might show some interest, especially since this employer holds tens of billions of dollars of bank-owned life insurance on their workers, meaning when these people die, J.P. Morgan gets the death benefit, not the family. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.